You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Amid increased volatility, the U.S. Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 75 basis points for the second straight month, delivering the most aggressive tightening in more than a generation to curb surging inflation, but risking a sharp blow to the economy. Policymakers, facing the hottest price measures in 40 years, lifted the target range for the federal funds rate to 2.25% to 2.5%. That takes the cumulative June-July increase to 150 basis points, the steepest rise since the price-fighting era of Paul Volcker in the early 1980s. Criticized for misjudging inflation and being slow to respond, officials are now forcefully raising interest rates to cool the economy, even if that risks tipping it into recession. Higher rates are already having an impact on the U.S. economy. The effects are particularly evident in the housing market, where sales have slowed. Meanwhile, global stocks extended a rally Thursday. Bonds rose and the dollar held losses as the prospect of a slower pace of Federal Reserve monetary tightening filtered across global markets. Shares climbed in Japan, Australia, and South Korea, though the gains were more modest than in the US, where the S&P 500 rose 2.6% and the tech-heavy NASDAQ 100 had its best day since 2020. US equity futures dipped. The Fed raised rates by 75 basis points for a second month, said such a move is possible again, and reiterated its commitment to fighting inflation. But Chair Jerome Powell added the pace of hikes will slow at some point, and the Fed will set policy meeting by meeting, avoiding explicit guidance on hike increments. The knee-jerk relief in markets on possible crumbs of comfort from the Fed outlook echoes a pattern seen after earlier hikes. Those bouts of optimism stumbled on recession risks from a global wave of monetary tightening, Europe's energy woes in China's property sector, and COVID challenges. Back home, the Modi government on Wednesday announced a hefty revival package of ₹1.64 trillion for state-owned telecom service provider Bharat Sanchar Nigam. This package for the ailing company is much bigger than the ₹74,000 crore bailout announced in October 2019. The fresh package, which was approved by the Union Cabinet, compromises conversion of the company's dues into equity, financial support, and allocation of spectrum to provide 4G services. It may be mentioned that the 2019 package also included ₹23,814 crore towards allocation of 4G spectrum. In addition, Bharat Broadband Network, the special purpose vehicle which was created to lay a country-wide fiber network called Bharat Net, will be merged with BSNL to boost its infrastructure and support telephony services. In other telecom news, India's first 5G auction on Wednesday received bids worth ₹1.49 lakh crore on day two, as aggressive bidding across bands by players like Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel pushed the sale over to the third day. As many as five rounds of bidding were conducted on Wednesday for the 5G spectrum, capable of offering lag-free connectivity and ultra-high-speed internet. Telecom Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said good competition was seen in almost all bands on offer. Vaishnaw expressed happiness at the response received for the 700 megahertz band, which did not find any takers in the last two auctions held in 2016 and 2021. The coveted and expensive 700 megahertz band is important for coverage of far-flung areas. Moving on, the aviation regulator, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, on Wednesday ordered low-cost carrier SpiceJet to operate only 50% of its approved flights under the summer schedule for a period of 8 weeks. The action follows DGCA's inspection, spot checks, and examination of the airline's reply to the show-cause notice served to it following 8 incidents of technical snags in 18 days. In a response to the DGCA action, SpiceJet said in a statement that due to the ongoing lean travel season, it had already rescheduled its flights. Hence, there will be no impact on its operations and no cancellation of flights as a consequence of the regulator's order. Over the past few months, several SpiceJet flights have either turned back to their originating station or made a landing with degraded safety margins. The airline, though, is taking measures for arresting the trend of incidents, according to the DGCA. In latest tech news, Google on Wednesday announced the launch of Street View in India, which is a 360-degree panoramic view feature on Google Maps. Google said Street View is being launched in partnership with Genesis International, an advanced mapping solutions company, and Tech Mahindra. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.